Fitton, Defending the Rule of Law. By Tom Fitton on March 4, 2021. I was honored to speak at this past weekend's Conservative Political Action Conference, CPAC, which saw thousands of Americans gather to hear former President Trump and other conservative leaders. Judicial Watch is one of the nation's most widely supportive conservative groups and a fan favorite at CPAC. This is for good reason, as we address the rule of law crisis so many here in D.C. would rather avoid, as you'll see in my CPAC remarks below. Judicial Watch is your watchdog in Washington. Hillary Clinton knows who we are, and President Trump knows who we are. I'm not sure what Joe Biden knows, but millions of patriots across the nation know and support our heavy lifting to expose and stop government corruption. Judicial Watch is famous for using the Freedom of Information Act to figure out what the government is up to. No one has done more to uncover government corruption. From Benghazi to Clinton emails to Obamagate to the Biden family racketeering scandal. The rule of law protects the high and low. But the corrupt deep state and its partisan allies subvert the rule of law. They aimed high by targeting President Trump with illicit spying and contemptible abuses of his civil rights. President Trump is a crime victim. Who was behind the worst corruption scandal in American history? Obama, Biden, Comey, Brennan, you know the rest. And when Trump raised questions about this conspiracy and Biden corruption, the corrupt DC establishment was so panicked that they tried and failed to remove him from office with their first sham impeachment. Remember, the abuses of Trump are also about distraction. Protecting Biden, Clinton, and other swamp leaders from accountability for any misconduct and crimes. Let's talk about the new president. No other president in recent American history has been so compromised by credible corruption allegations. There is significant evidence that directly implicates President Big Guy Biden in criminal activity tied to Hunter Biden's rackets in Ukraine and China and other countries. Big media and big tech, which seem to be nothing more than left-wing advocacy groups, censored or covered this up for years, and the Justice Department and FBI, true to form, focused on protecting Biden while targeting Trump. When it comes to exposing and uncovering government corruption, the DOJ and FBI are part of the problem, and have done more to undermine the confidence of the American people in the rule of law than just about anyone. Those institutions were irredeemably compromised under the Obama administration and spent most of the Trump administration either trying to destroy Trump at the behest of the Clinton-slash-Obama-slash-Schiff cabal or trying to cover up the real corruption that it should have pursued but never did. The failure of the Justice Department to hold any significant person accountable for Obamagate crimes is a scandal. Gosh, Biden is giving promotions to some of his Obamagate co-conspirators. John Durham was appointed almost 2 years ago and there has been little evidence of a serious criminal investigation of those implicated in Spygate abuses of Trump and other innocent Americans, such as General Flynn. And the FBI and Justice Department had Hunter's laptop for years but did nothing but protect the Biden clan. Why, for example, is there not yet a special counsel for Biden corruption? We had the corrupt appointment of Mueller to investigate non-crimes to harass President Trump, but nothing yet for President Biden. I call on the Justice Department to immediately appoint a special counsel to investigate Biden corruption. And let me say this to Special Counsel Durham. Reports are nice, but prosecutions are better. Judicial Watch isn't waiting on a Biden special counsel or a Durham report. Judicial Watch, not Congress nor the dishonest media, first uncovered that Hunter Biden flew to China at least 5 times while his father was vice president. A Judicial Watch federal lawsuit also uncovered that the Obama State Department noted the Russians were trolling then-Vice President Biden's anti-corruption activities in Ukraine because he was compromised by Hunter's Burisma corruption. And then there is the Obamagate scandal. Much of what we know about this Obama-slash-Biden scandal is a result of our unrelenting lawsuits and pressure. Heck, who needs an egg when you have Judicial Watch? And it was reconfirmed last year that targeting Trump was all about protecting Hillary over her emails. Even as Clinton cronies and enablers are in the Biden White House, we're supposed to forget Clinton's email crimes. Judicial Watch remembers. America remembers and still wants justice. By the way, it is now official. We can impeach former presidents and government officials. So, should we now impeach Obama, Hillary Clinton, Comey, Brennan, Susan Rice, and all the rest? And maybe we can have congressional impeachments. Schiff, Pelosi, Omar, and Swalwell. The Pelosi impeachments of President Trump are about election interference. The left, with the help of their allies in big tech, want to be able to interfere with our elections and smear, jail and censor anyone who objects. The left didn't want to remove Trump because he incited violence. He didn't, and they don't care about violence as they endorse and use it regularly. They wanted to abuse impeachment to undermine an effective leading opposition voice. The left uses the pretext of COVID to rush through, sometimes contrary to law, long-sought changes in election rules that saw tens of millions of ballots and ballot applications being mailed to voter roll lists that are notoriously inaccurate. The tsunami of mail-in ballots conveniently led to chaos in many key states on Election Day. By the way, federal law sets an election day, not an election week or an election month or an election winter. On Election Day, President Trump had the votes to win the presidency. These vote totals were changed because of unprecedented and extraordinary counting after Election Day. Judicial Watch has long warned of the chaos and increased risk of fraud from recklessly mailing 100 million ballots and ballot applications. Our most recent research using data from just before the election revealed that 353 U.S. counties had 1.8 million more registered voters than eligible voting age citizens. In other words, the registration rates of those counties exceeded 100% of eligible voters. In Pennsylvania, our litigation to clean up dirty voting rolls uncovered 800,000 extra names on the rolls. This maladministration of the elections, to put it charitably, undermined Americans' confidence in the fairness of our elections and has significantly weakened Biden's presidency. Let's be clear. The left ruined the election. How to fix this mess? Restore the rule of law on elections. One thing we aim to do is get the receipts about the 2020 election. Judicial Watch has 105 open Record and Freedom of Information Act requests pending on the election. Another thing to do is clean up the rolls. Dirty voting rolls can mean dirty elections. A Judicial Watch federal lawsuit settlement is already resulting in LA County cleaning up to 1.5 million names from the rolls. And we're in federal court now to clean up the rolls in Pennsylvania, Colorado, and North Carolina. And more lawsuits are coming, believe you me. And let me be clear, voting by mail should generally be ended. Vote by mail makes it nearly impossible to detect or even to pretend to prevent fraud. This security gap undermines confidence in the elections. Unless you're putting your life on the line in Afghanistan or have some other emergency reason, the law should require you to vote in person, after your citizenship and eligibility has been verified and after you show your secure photo ID. And no ballot harvesting. Let me say this, if elections are not secure and are conducted in violation of the Constitution, many Americans will not vote in them. Secure elections conducted according to law will increase voter turnout. Can we have a debate on this? Not if big tech gets its way. Big tech's ban of President Trump for his blowing the whistle on the election is all about helping the left. Neither Section 230 nor any other law allows big tech to lie to the public and shareholders about their dishonest censorship of conservative Americans. This is basic business fraud that should be investigated by law enforcement. But as the saying goes, you can trust the communists to be communists. Sure enough, communist and leftist partisans now seek to effectively criminalize those who advocate for free, fair, and secure elections. Big tech censorship of former President Trump and other conservative leading voices provides cover to the left's broad and governmental attack on the God-given rights of tens of millions of Americans. If you want an example of how the left views your First Amendment rights, take a look at the miles-long, barbed wire fence around the U.S. Capitol. Don't worry, Judicial Watch has Congress covered. We sued the Pelosi Congress for Capitol riot emails and video. We want to know what Pelosi and Schumer are hiding. Speaking of fences and walls, let's talk about the border. Biden is seeking open borders amnesty by hook or by crook, with zero regard for public health and safety, or rule of law. Biden would nationalize sanctuary policies that are not only illegal but deadly dangerous. He has launched the most significant attack on immigration law in American history. I could think of an article of impeachment or two for Biden's outright refusal to enforce the law against illegal alien criminals and his policies that aid and abet human smuggling and child trafficking on the border. Biden is worse than Obama on lawless executive amnesty, and in just 1 month has caused a humanitarian and public health disaster on our Mexican border. What should be done? And sanctuary policies, both nationally and locally. Judicial Watch is in court in California and Maryland to challenge sanctuary policies that abuse taxpayers and harm the public safety. And just say no to amnesty. Even talking about amnesty increases illegal immigration. I think I've come up with a simple solution for the immigration crisis. President Trump knew this, too. Enforce the law. And, again, only citizens should vote. And we should change the laws to require you to prove your citizenship in order to register to vote. There is a way forward for conservatives. Here is the truth: the Biden administration is corrupt but weak. His party barely controls Congress. President Biden has a personal corruption problem, has obvious health challenges, must manage internal warfare between his party's corrupt corporate wing and its rising communists, and his moral claim on the presidency is rejected by a massive number of voters. But there are many loser Republicans who also have contempt for our concerns about swamp corruption, election integrity, our borders, and accountable and constitutional government. So, it is Judicial Watch to the rescue. We know what to do. Sue them. Demand answers. Tell the truth. Protect citizens under the law. Defend the Constitution. Expose corrupt politicians of both political parties. As George Washington said, truth will ultimately prevail where pains is taken to bring it to light. Again, Judicial Watch is your watchdog in Washington. We go to bat for you. We represent you. We defend you. We fight for you in court against those who would deny Americans their divine birthright, the rule of law. Thank you and God bless America. The video is available here. Tom Fitton is president of Judicial Watch, a nonprofit government watchdog.